international students now make up about a quarter of all of those studying at Australian universities. That number's nearly doubled in about a decade and has more than tripled since 2002. Those findings come from a study out this week from the Center for Independent Studies, which warns that Australian universities are risking a potentially catastrophic financial development if there's a drop-off in Chinese students. The numbers from China have climbed sharply in recent years. Chinese students now make up about 10% of all university students in Australia, and an even higher proportion at many leading institutions. The report says 20% of the annual revenue of the University of Sydney comes from fees paid by Chinese students, nearly $340 million U.S. dollars. A spokesperson for the University of Sydney told Australia's ABC that it has an income diversification strategy now in place. The country's education minister says he's not concerned, adding that the financial position of Australia's universities is strong. International students play a smaller but important role in Hawaii's universities. According to the latest report from the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, the largest source of overseas students in Hawaii is Japan, followed by South Korea, with China in third place. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.